out west, I am noting, and I was alerted this morning. I already knew about this, but somebody alerted me on Twitter that my hometown of Seattle was instituting a compromise $275 an employee head tax. If you hire in the city, you're going to have to pay a tax of $275 per person, which has got to be one of the craziest ideas for dealing with business and employment and a booming economy that I have ever heard. They get taxed crazy right now. This is even crazier. That's going on out west. I have no idea why that's happening. To me, it's arrogance. But Seattle has a successful model. So why is it sometimes arrogance and success do go hand in hand? Is it inevitable that if you are successful, you have a level of arrogance? Do some people take that to extremes? Why is it? It isn't always that, you know, you're successful, you're humble. I think that's the best case scenario, but it doesn't always work out that way. What do you see in your life and the people around you? Let's talk to the good doc today about all of this. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, the webcast and the podcast are all there. And, of course, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, David. Actually, a little bit more on that Seattle thing. They actually were initially thinking $500.
Yeah. Crazy.
And all of a sudden, and Amazon, which is a huge employer there, indicated that they might be doing less business there, so they compromised down to $275. So that's actually a compromise, believe it or not.
When the local newspaper, which is the Seattle Times, which used to be a very middle of the road, slightly to the right when I was a kid, now they're pretty well to the left, but not extreme. When they write an editorial saying that this is absolute madness, lunacy, and pandering to your extreme base, and casting aspersions on the council like I've never read in the Seattle Times, you know you've crossed the Rubicon, okay? and they did, but they decided to downscale it and keep it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, that's different than what East Lansing is doing. We'll get to that in just a little bit.
Listen, I hear you. Well, let's talk about arrogance is an interesting thing because, obviously, arrogant people certainly turn people off. There's no question about that. And there's no question about if arrogant people sink in life due to that. But there is the but. There is another side of it. A part of arrogant people that can lead to success is they intimidate people. They can be very intimidating. They have extreme confidence, okay? They generally will attach themselves as best they can to very successful people, people they see that are competent like they are. They can actualize things because of their tremendous confidence in themselves. They actually aren't timid. They're willing to take ideas, take dreams, move them forward. Like a Henry Ford, no one ever called him not arrogant, I might add. They also seek out financial and political support, really believing it's something they ought to have. So they're not intimidated by anybody because they feel they're a very superior kind of person. They have this personal belief in their superiority. So basically, there are some traits that come out of being arrogant that actually can lead to success. And it's intimidating to people and frustrating to people, and they can be very difficult. However, there is little doubt that some of those traits, if together in the right person, can lead to a lot of success.
Tell me what's the difference between being arrogant versus being confident, being filled with hubris versus maybe like a quarterback, a healthy swagger. What's the difference?
Well, I think the arrogant person looks down on everyone, or most people. Not everyone. The narcissist looks down on everyone. But the confident person is the one we like to be around. This is the person who's confident but has the personality, works with people, doesn't demean, doesn't attack. But the arrogant person only wants to be around certain people. Like if you go to an Ivy League school, that's the only type of people that you want to be around. And if you are particularly good at something, you begin to think that you're remarkably good and look down upon those that aren't good, like the actuary, the math person. Well, all people that can't do math are dummies. I only want to be with the very best. So it's an interesting trait because it also can destroy people. But there are a lot of people that, you run into that really are haughty, are, you know, overly confident, we'll say, but they do look down on people. They're kind of like a ruling elite, and that those are the people they want to be with, and they're more of them than you really might think. We might not always put that word on them, but yeah, there are a lot of arrogant people around that are basically successful. However, it's a bad way to be, as far as I'm concerned, because this can lead to a very lonely world, and then you don't know how true friends are. And if you falter and fail and you're around people like you, they're going to see you in a negative way versus feeling bad and want to help you. So being arrogant is not a good thing, but it actually can lead to success. But you have a good distinction there between the arrogant person and the competent person. And the difference with the narcissist is just all about themselves. The arrogant person is able to feel appropriate, if you will, with people, a leader, people like him, a smart, clever, or her. Those are three different different types. The one thing is, if the person's competent, they can often survive in any three of those categories.
Well, so how do you guard against this in your own life? Let's say that you're successful. To me, I say, if you're not already great at golf, go play golf, because it'll humble you very quickly. You realize you're not so special. And you'll realize that there are things that you can't do. But how do you avoid becoming arrogant yourself? And what advice would you give somebody who's doing well? This is kind of like, the guy coming back into Rome had the soothsayer saying, you're not so, above one shoulder, right? You're not so special. You're just a man. I know they're giving you a tribute, but you're not the greatest thing, Caesar. They used to do that.
Yeah, we'll try to tell Caesar that, but I think what you have to do.
True.
My mother actually had the good saying, to whom much is given, much is expected. And I do believe that whether we take it from a secular or a spiritual point of view, if you have talent and you have ability, use them to make the world better. Use them to advance yourself in life. Use them to be a good model for other people. Don't use those skills in a way to be looking down on other people as dummies or incompetents or people not worthy, to be around you. And using Caesar as an example, there's really only one Caesar at a time. And there are a lot of wooden Caesars that lose out, along the way. So using your early example about crossing the Rubicon, I mean, you don't want to cross over to the point that you can't turn back in terms of aiming, going towards arrogance, and then that becomes you. But I think if you have skills, you use them, you help people, you try to make yourself a better human being, make the world a better place, that's the best way to deal with things. Then you'll also be loved and cared for. You don't want to leave the earth and everyone says, well, good.
That would not be. I mean, some would say, well, at that point, what do I care? But if you say that itself sounds arrogant.
Yeah, I think that's true. And there are a lot, like MacArthur would have been an arrogant, but he was a great general. You do have people. Patton, my goodness. I mean, there are people that are not necessarily narcissists, but they have enormous confidence, in themselves.
Churchill.
Churchill, yes, is another one. A lot of very bad traits in the amazingly magnificent traits that he had. Very, very complex people often have a lot of traits that people do not like. However, it's really the total package. But Churchill also was a great guy. I mean, it could be a very great guy. But historically, if you really look at his long life, there were a lot of things that people can find critical with. But go ahead.
I knew I was quoting it wrong, Doc, but what I was thinking, I knew I was quoting it wrong, but it was the slave who would hold the laurel crown over the triumphing general coming, and who would hold that crown, the people cheer, but would whisper at him, memento homo, remember, you're only a man. That's it's not bad advice. They always took it.
I think it's not bad advice. When you live a life, though, you begin to think this is it. You don't really realize how short of a time that we're really here. I know it sounds like a funny philosophical thing to say, but it's really true. When you look at all the things that people do for power and control, it's hard to believe what a short time this really is. So what we might want to be aiming at is doing the best we can moving forward, not being arrogant, okay? I think arrogant is a bad way to be. Everybody may suffer from it every now and then.
Yeah.
But the main thing is it's a bad way to be, and it's not going to, endear you to people. Instead, you'll be intimidating them. You'll be haughty. You'll be someone who can be really disliked. That doesn't mean you can't find people as haughty as you are.
Yeah, I was about to say you'll be attracted and be attracted by and attracted to other arrogant people, where things are, a mile wide and an inch deep.
Yeah,
and there it is.
Well, that's, I'm the biggest, I'm the best, I'm ahead of all the rest, yeah.
Yeah, it's not,
I like that.
Yeah, not a great thing to aspire to. Podcasts will be here. Arrogance versus confidence. Arrogance can equal a success for a lot of people, and for some it's a be-all, end-all. But, you don't want to check out from this realm and have people say, well, good riddance. That's not a great thing overall. DrJohnB.com, that's where the podcast, our regional psychological. Always good to talk with you, my friend.
Always good, my friend. Good luck to Seattle. We'll see what happens to your hometown.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I just I shake my head. It is the height of arrogance. But there's always another election, ladies and gentlemen. I just mentioned that out there, too.